When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DE365, Dead in Hip Hop 365. You know what it is, man. It's your boy FIFO 24/7. Here with Mr. Kenneth B. Ends. And back at it, we got Spike Lou.
What up, though?
What it do, man?
Happy to be here.
Today we're doing Boosie Badass in the House 2, Boosie and the Beast. Since we had Spike Lou from the On Deck TV podcast, from multiple other, you know, even in the Dead End verse, you know what I'm saying? He's on multiple things. You know, we start with the grading system first. So if you're not familiar, hold on, let me pull it up. We start with features, we start with the production, we start with the rapping, and then we end with the overall. What do you give it? So not too many features on here. All he had was Hurricane Chris. So how do you
Which
feel?
Is crazy.
Yeah. How do you feel about the Hurricane Chris feature on here? What would you rate it? A to B?
It was a
or a, F to A, A to F.
It was a B. Because one, like I said, it was crazy. I'm not sure when the last time Hurricane Chris was around. So I was surprised to see this. However, I never really remembered him being able to get in his like rapping bag. I always just remember him for Hey Bay Bay.
Because he was a one-hit wonder.
Like that. Yeah. But apparently he can rap. Like the other songs out there with him like getting in his flow bag. I won't say lyrical. I'll say flow.
100%.
He had a nice flow.
He just never was able to outrun one-hit wonder title.
I wasn't as mad as this when I listened to it as I thought I would be when I read it. I'll say that.
Okay. So you give Hurricane Chris's feature a B.
A B.
What'd you give it, Ken?
C, because I don't even remember that shit.
Yeah. That's how it is, Ken.
I remember being a little above average.
Yeah, I give it a C+, B minus. I feel like how they used them in it was cool. But it was a forgettable type of verse, Ken. It wasn't something that would last the test of time, but it is what it is. The production on this, what do you give it, Spike?
So I'm biased. Y'all don't know. Boosie was one of my favorite rappers at one point. Mm-hmm. Like, he probably was my favorite rapper at one point. Maybe no shocker to Ken. The newer projects I'm not talking about. I'm talking about the old mixtape stuff, the Boosie Badass. Some of these songs reminded me of that. It had it was almost like he had gotten in a pocket where he was just too old to be rapping. It didn't sound right. He was doing the wrong things. This one, I felt like he was able to get back on some subject matter and have some topics that were interesting. You asked about the production, though, right?
Production.
It reminded me of some of the old mixtape stuff, some of the production.
A to F. What do you grade it? B?
Yep.
Ken, what about you?
C.
C? Okay, you're being disrespectful right now, Ken. I give the production a B as well. I thought it was extremely solid. I feel like the production was the standout of this thing because it felt like, I agree with you, Spike, it brought him back, but it didn't feel like early 2000s. It was a modern version of that style of rap, and I feel Boosie felt comfortable in that style of rap. So that goes to our next category, the rapping. What would you give the rapping overall?
It's a C. It's still kind of clunky since his post-jail Boosie. Subject matter, it's like he was trying to turn his Instagram rants into a song on one of them.
Scroll down.
Yeah, that did not work. But yeah, I would give it was average. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great.
Yeah.
But it was better than I expected. So it was average.
I want to touch real quick since you went there. We'll scroll down. I thought it was an interesting concept. Because I listened to it in the car, and I was like, damn, you know what? This nigga is giving me, like, an update of his timeline. I thought that was interesting. I haven't heard nobody do that. Now, I'm not going to say it's, like, the greatest fucking concept in the world.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is.
He could have performed a little bit better. The idea is not bad, like you said.
Yeah. What about you, Ken? What do you give the rapping?
Let's see.
Okay. I can accept that grade. Yeah. I'm giving it a C+ because I agree with Spike again, where it's not horrible. It's in Boosie's pocket, But Boosie himself didn't do anything special. Mm-hmm. It was like, yeah, you passed the class, homie.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you did what you normally do, so I'll give you this 2.2 Facts. GPA, 2.5 right. GPA.
You got enough to get
you
out
good.
Of
you know what I'm saying? The overall, I'm going to give it a C plus. You know what I'm saying? Nothing special, Ken. But, you know, it was cool. It was, I don't know how much replay value it has for me, but also that's a little bit of a biased take, only because I'm not the biggest Boosie guy. But I thought it was an okay listen.
C
minus? What do you give it, Spike?
C, because I was just looking for it. If I saved anything, added to a playlist, and I mm-hmm. didn't. It's like you said, it didn't have a lot of replay value, so it was average.
Yeah. Yeah, listening to this, my wife was in the car with me. And, you know, the first thing she mentioned was the production. Like, she fucked with the production, but she was
like,
yeah, Boosie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, but I do give him props. I give him an A for effort in the subject matter, the content matter. You could tell that he's rapping more from a grown place. And also, you could tell he's reminiscent of the things that he has contributed to hip hop. Mm-hmm. When he was talking about, oh, you know, all of that spelling out shit, you know, who that start with me.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So I thought it was cool. I thought it was a cool project. I don't listen to many Boosie projects in like as a whole. Mm-hmm. You know, Boosie's a dude I fuck with.
Right.
Single here, this, that, and the third. I'll skim through a project, but to sit down and listen to a whole Boosie project, first time in a very long time that I have done that.
I mean, I'm glad Boosie's still out here managing to have a career in this. Content was, you know, sound a little bit more mature. I agree with you guys mm-hmm. there. But at times, it's like, bro, it might be time to hang it up. But I ain't gonna, you know, but at the same time, like, this is what he does. And mm-hmm. it almost feel like he even mentioned that on one of these songs. But the one that caught me that I thought was interesting, mm-hmm. It wasn't Businessman. And he called his cousin out. That was some crazy shit.
I liked it.
Yeah, I did too. It was the one where, maybe it's Stripes. Where he was talking about all that stuff you see out there, that's me. Like, I'm mm-hmm. the one that created that shit. Yeah. So I did like that. He's like, yo, like y'all got to give me my flowers.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I would have said that about Top 5. I love that intro, the audacity that he had. Yeah. He was like, y'all got to realize.
If you from the hood, you don't put me in your Top 5. Something you got to realize.
He's like, I raise people. Mm-hmm. And that's I do literally know people who, like what he's talking about. And he raised them, and you're talking about from 99 to 2000 to 2010. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could see him that many decades being that impactful, being like, y'all got to put some respect on my name. Yeah. So I did like the audacity of that song.
Yeah. See, and I know we were talking off camera with the whole J. Cole, Kendrick thing. It's like, if you're rapping, that's how you should feel.
This is a sport.
Let's be honest. Nobody's going to have Boosie in their top five, but he's coming out here and saying you should, and this is why.
Gucci Man has said that before. He's Gucci like, I'm said better than Jay-Z.
Yep.
And people may laugh, but nigga, I'm supposed to feel like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people in Atlanta that I know that felt that way too.
Yes.
That, you know, we used to have, you know, before we even had a platform with saying shit like that.
Gucci, yeah, I've heard.
But it is what it is. I think, Ken, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's a solid project. But I feel like you to a degree. I don't know if Boosie's audience is here for the music. I think people love Boosie as the character on social media.
You think so? I don't know, man. I think Boosie still, I'm, you know, kind of going off what Spike said, I think he still has his diehard fans. I don't think this music here, it may be bad and forgettable and low replay value for me, but I'm not a diehard Boosie fan.
No. So I think the reason why Boosie's even still relevant is obviously he has a core fan base. He has a core fan base. But I just think that what fuels his popularity is no longer music. I think it's his social media.
That's to everybody else, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the bigger audience is in social media versus his music fans.
He could still go on, like, a Chitlin Circuit tour.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he can't because he has a core fan base.
Got it.
I'm not taking that away. Like, you don't last as long as Boosie has without a core fan base. He has a core fan base that will always support him no matter what he puts out there.
Thanks.
All I'm saying is the reason why he's still even relevant is not because of the music. It's because of the DJ Vlad interviews. He even talked about that on this album.
Instagram.
You know what I'm saying? Instagram. All of those things that he does outside of the music, I think it's bigger than the music at this point. Which, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think that when you are in the game for as long as he has been, and you're not necessarily considered one of the GOATs, you know what I'm saying, per se, in whatever category or subcategory of hip-hop that you want to talk about, it is the reason why you still maintain popularity is because of the things that you do outside of the
music. Hey, Boosie's yeah. one of those guys, man. But I think to illustrate my point, I remember when Ice Cube was putting out Meteor Work, and I was like, bro, it's over. Mm-hmm. And not in those exact terms, but you could hear the slippage. It was like, oh, no, this ain't as good as it used to be. Spike, you were just saying that earlier. Like, there was some of his other stuff you listened to. It was like, oh, I don't know about this. Yep. You felt like this was a return to form.
To back to where he was. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
As much as he could.
Anyway. Yeah. So, you know, if, well, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the super diehard fans then.
You get that from LL, too. Like, when he, from the beginning, then you start making, like, Mr. Smith and stuff like that. You're like,
100%. Because both of those guys that you just used in your examples, what happened? They started to overcome their music success with TV and movies. Rapping. So, I'm obviously Boosie's not in TV and movies, but he's in skits. He's all over social media. He does interviews. He does. I don't know if you've seen these new challenges on YouTube where they have like 60 chicks.
20 chicks versus
versus him, yes. And then he'll ask some crazy questions. And he just Boosie. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just a character. I think that that's bigger than his music. Again, that's no disrespect to the music. It's just he himself has outlived the music. The youngins don't want to, you know, he has a core fan base. He's always going to be able to do it, but it is what it is. Yeah. But would you, me and Ken have come up with, this is kind of like a barometer of relatively a good project.
Mm-hmm.
Is it recommendable? Is it something you would tell one of your homies, partners, somebody that's like, yo, I never listened to Boosie. Is this album something you would recommend them?
It's ironic that you say that because not to no one that never listened. However, mm-hmm. friends of mine that we came up listening mm-hmm. to Boosie together, mm-hmm. and I know they haven't checked this out. I text them the songs and I was like, oh, he may be, this okay. some old Boosie right here. Like, you okay. need to listen to this. So I okay. did do that.
So
I
sent them
about 4 or 5 texts on that. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just replay value as a whole is a little low.
No, not the whole thing.
Yeah. But
right, like cool. top 5, I think that's what I sent them. And another one where he's talking about the business with Blue and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not a bad project. Anybody listen to this?
I'm not sending this to anybody.
I don't disagree, Ken. I'm not sending
this. Is me. I'm,
that's a great barometer though, because I think everything that you've had me that I've sit in on,
mm-hmm.
there's at least a song where I'm like, nah, I don't think nobody may know about this. Y'all should check this mm-hmm. out. So yeah, I did. That is a really good barometer.
Oh, I think he only had one producer. I think it was Chit the Beast. It looks mm-hmm. like. Okay.
Well, he definitely did a good job. With the production. Yeah. The production was definitely on point. But yeah, Spike, you know, I think music is to be shared. And if you're not willing to share it, then how good is it? You know, so to me, that's a barometer of, you know, shit. Is it even decent?
You recommend it, yeah.
Ooh, you know what I'm saying? Because like the Currency one that you was on, I don't know how many people you sent it to, but I know I sent it for a handful of people.
But that's because I don't know that many. I'm mm-hmm. I'm out of the loop on Currency, so if I sent it to the people that I felt like would like, well, I'm probably already on it.
I got you, but it's something that you would share.
Oh yeah, no question. I wouldn't hate on it that much.
Exactly. So,
bro, this dude got a song called Christmas Pussy. Hey.
Boosie.
He released it in 2000. Man, bro, what in the?
Nah, y'all know he got a soul album, like a blues album, Ken. You gotta listen to his blues album.
Is it called Mississippi?
It's something blues. It came right around one Christmas. It's called Boosie Sings the Blues. Something crazy like that.
I got it.
It is a blues
album,
like real deal blues beats and all of that shit.
I gotta hear it.
We got another 8 months, Kev.
Crack it up.
Oh, man. But look, y'all already know what it is. Another day, another review. Now you guys are watching this on YouTube. Shout out to the YouTube channel. Shout out to Sunny. Shout out to Ken. All of the hard work behind the scenes. And we'll catch you tomorrow. Spike will be back. We out. Peace.